SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the federal budget focuses on cost of living relief, including a tax cut. The government will continue its military support for Ukraine. And in football, Socceroos beat China 2-0 in a crucial World Cup qualifying win. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Helena Krishnamurthy. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the federal budget will improve living standards with broad cost of living measures is the focus of Labor's pre-election budget. The biggest line item is a tax cut for every taxpayer, with Labor vowing to reduce the rate of the lowest tax bracket if re-elected. It builds on already announced cost of living relief, including $150 energy bill relief for every household, cheaper medications and funding towards Medicare. The handouts will put the budget in the red zone for the next decade, with a $27 billion deficit this financial year alone. Dr. Chalmers says the budget is focused on the pressures households are under.
So this budget is really a platform for prosperity in a new world of uncertainty. It recognises that cost of living pressures are front of mind for many Australians, and that's why it's front and centre in the budget.
And the details on that promised tax cut. Labor would reduce the tax rate on earnings between $18,201 and $45,000 from 16% to 15% from July 1st next year, and further decreases to 14% the year after. The change will mean anyone earning more than $45,000 a year will get $268 more a year initially, and then $536 the year after. Before the changes to Stage 3 tax cuts last year, the lowest tax bracket was 19%. Dr. Chalmers says every Australian taxpayer will get a tax cut next year and the year after to top up the tax cuts that begin in July.
This will take the first tax rate down to its lowest level in more than half a century. These additional tax cuts are modest, but they will make a difference. The average earner will have an extra $536 in their pocket each year when they're fully implemented.
The plan is expected to cost the government $17 billion over the next 3 years. The government is to continue its military support for Ukraine, with $17 million allocated in the federal budget over 2 years for military aid. The money is to go towards communication systems, artillery components and firearms to assist in Ukraine's defence against the Russian invasion. Australia has committed more than $1.5 billion to Ukraine since the Russian ground invasion in 2022. The government has already committed to return an Australian embassy to Kyiv. Democrats are calling on top officials to resign over an incident in which a magazine journalist was accidentally included in a secret group chat containing highly sensitive war plans. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and CIA Director John Ratcliffe, both of whom were in the chat on Tuesday, testified before a Senate committee that no classified material was shared through the encrypted messaging app. But Democratic senators have rejected that claim, with a journalist reporting that Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth posted operational details about pending strikes against Yemen's Houthis. The incident has triggered outrage among national security experts and prompted Democrats and some of Trump's fellow Republicans, who are calling for an investigation into what appears to be a major security breach. Among them is Democratic Senator from Virginia, Mark Warner.
Putting aside for a moment that classified information should never be discussed over an unclassified system, it's also just mind-boggling to me that all these senior folks were on this line and nobody bothered to even check Security Hygiene 101. Who are all the names? Who are they? Well, it apparently included a journalist. This was not only sloppy, it not only violated all procedures, but if this information had gotten out, American lives could have been lost.
Australia has taken another step towards qualifying for the 2026 World Cup with a 2-0 victory over China in Hangzhou. Tony Popovic's side made it 6 points out of six in the current window with victory over China. This as first-half goals from Jackson Irvine and Nishan Velupile gave the Socceroos a lead following their 5-1 win against Indonesia last week. The win moves Australia to 13 points from 8 matches, securing second place in the group stage after Japan and taking them 3 points ahead of third place Saudi Arabia. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Helena Krishnamurthy.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.